I cannot remain churlish for long, for Anne is magnificent. Watching her, I forget that she is Anne. She truly is a princess in danger of being devoured. With the mummers securing her wrists, she thrashes and begs for mercy. She screams as the paper dragon draws near.
Will no one save this lady? Will she face death?
The mummer pleads with glee. An injured bugle is blown. It sounds less a call to arms than a dying cow. St. George arrives in his plumed helmet.
Ah, but who is this? Be he friend or be he foe? Can anyone tell me true?
'Tis St. George,
a girl cries out. The mummer pretends not to have heard.
I pray you, who is it?
St. George, we yell merrily.
And be he hero or villain?
Hero!
For who would dare name the patron saint of England as anything but a hero?
Oh, who will save me?
Anne cries mournfully. She really is quite good, but the mummer does not care to be upstaged. He places a firm hand round her arm.
The princess, so overcome by terror, faints dead away,
he says pointedly. Annoyance shows itself in Anne's sideways glance, but as requested, and with a dramatic sigh, she closes her eyes and allows her body to go limp in the paper chains. St. George faces the dragon.
But what is this? Our hero hesitates. Doubt hath found a path to his heart.
A mummer, whose face is painted with two different expressions, a smile and a frown, sidles up to the actor playing St. George.
The maid cannot be saved. Why sacrifice yourself for her?
We greet this with a chorus of boos. The actor with the painted face turns the smile side toward us.
This is how it has always been, the sacrifice of a maiden to soothe the beast. Would you dare to challenge it? Doubt troubles our fair hero,
the tall mummer booms.
He will need assistance from such fair and good ladies as are assembled here to find his heart and win the day. Will you cheer him on?
Yes,
we shout. St. George pretends to deliberate as the paper dragon weaves nearer to Anne with a feeble growl. We give another loud cheer, and he draws his sword with purpose. A fierce battle ensues. The dragon is defeated, but St. George is injured. Clutching his side, he falls to the ground, and we go silent.
What is this?
The mummer says, wide-eyed.
Our hero has been dealt a blow. Is there a doctor?
Nothing happens, and the mummer, clearly irritated, repeats,
I say, is there a doctor?
That's me.
The three-toothed mummer beside us remembers his part. He rushes forward, holding his hat on his head, a glass vial raised high in his other hand.
I am the good doctor, and I've a magic potion that shall restore him to his former health. But for its magic to spark, every one of us must believe. Believe and take hold.
With great solemnity, the good doctor passes the glass vial from girl to girl and asks her to add her wish to it. The vial is rushed to the fallen St. George and put to his lips. He springs to his feet to our roaring approval.
Our hero has recovered. Your magic hath restored his former vigour. And now to the Princess Fair.
St. George rushes to Anne's side. He seems ready to kiss her cheek, but a loud throat clearing from Mrs. Nightwing changes his mind. He gives a peck to her hand instead.
The princess is saved!
Anne comes alive with a smile. Again we cheer. The mummers in charge of the paper dragon pop up and join with Anne and St. George, moving so that it appears as if the brave knight and the fair maiden ride the beast. They wave happily. The dragon meows, making us laugh. It is a very happy ending, which I suppose is what we expected. The mummers bow and we clap for them. The lead mummer places his cap upon the ground, inviting us to make a donation.
No matter how small.
We toss our coins, much to Mrs. Nightwing's dismay.